It started with an email. A couple of weeks ago, I got an email asking if I wanted to interview Paul Walker. I'm like, really? That's pretty cool. About what? I mean, I didn't know that he was even up to anything. I mean, I knew they were filming Fast and the Furious 7, but I didn't know of anything else that he was working on. So the publicist that I usually work with, when it comes to, you know, films, he tells me the hours, and he talks about it's a, you know, Katrina flick, and it's a drama. And Paul Walker's in a drama? This is pretty cool. Yeah, I'm down. So it's like 2 days later, I'm on the phone with him, and I really didn't know what to expect, to be totally honest. And this is a guy that's been in a ton of movies. I mean, if you look at his whole body of work, I mean, aside from the Fast and the Furious movies, you have, I mean, 8 Below, Into the Blue, Running Scared. He's got all these really, like, takers. These, like, cool kind of, like, pop culturally cool flicks. I mean, Varsity Blues, She's All of That. I mean, he's been in all of these movies that people know, and women love him. So the first thing that popped into my head was, wow, this is going to get a ton of traffic. So I watched the film and before the interview, and I was pretty surprised because, I mean, I really thought he was good in 8 Below. He was a lot better at a drama, even though it was more of a family drama. He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. So I was like, you know, let's take a chance with this. So the movie was pretty good. So, you know, I'm doing the interview with him over Skype, and the first thing I realized was he was saying bro a lot. Like, you know, bro. It's like, you know what I mean, bro? And I'm like, this guy, he's regular. He's not a Hollywood type at all. There's not an ounce of condescendingness. I just made up a word. Let's just go with it. This is an informal thing. And the interview lasted about 20 minutes. And we just talked. It was really interesting. I asked him what it was like to be in a drama for once instead of, you know, a crazy action flick. And he's like, oh, it's like, you know, pulling down my pants and shaking my willy. Shocked wouldn't be the word. Last thing I expected to hear from somebody that's been in the movies that he's been in. But over the course of the interview, I mean, he was very giving. That's the thing that I had to say. Super giving. He talked about how, you know, he really didn't even want to be an actor. He didn't want to be this person. But, you know, he wanted to help his family, and then he had a kid, and he did all these different things to really, like, help the people around him. And his entire life, away from the films and all the luxury and stuff, this was a guy that dedicated a big chunk of his life to being a philanthropist, to being a humanitarian. He visited all these different places and these people that needed help. It was one of the reasons why he decided to take the role in Hours as Nolan, because he saw, like, what went on in Katrina, and that this could be a way to, like, tell some stories. And that's what he was really about. You look at Fast and the Furious, and they're kind of like these silly yet really sexy and cool movies, but some of these people, the people that love those movies, love the story, you know? And I don't know if those exactly, at the end of the day, they'll play the biggest role in his legacy, because those are films that people know him for. But I mean, and She's All That and Takers and stuff. But I think it's really sad, because I think we were just starting to get into a part of his career where we were starting to see a more serious actor. Within the first couple of minutes of Hours, he's crying. He's completely shocked at, like, what's going on in his life. And it's a side of him that not a lot of people will think that he can pull off. A lot of critics didn't like it. I personally thought it was a lot different. It was something I would have liked to see a lot more of. I think it was something that he was definitely more capable of doing than people give him credit for. And it's easy now that he's passed on for people to be like, oh, he was the best at what he did and blah, 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 blah. The Paul Walker that I'm going to remember was a regular guy that in the span of a half an hour, 25 minutes, made it totally obvious that he was his own man, that he would not let his stature in life and how people looked at him be a guide to the way he was supposed to live his life. He lived his life exactly the way that he wanted to live it. So a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of men, a lot, all different types of people are upset that this great-looking guy that's been in this huge series has passed on. But I say, you know, a great person has passed on. This is somebody that, like, gave back. This was a father. This was a son. He was much more than a pretty face. It's kind of hard to believe that he's 40, too. You know, I'm sitting here right now, a 30-year-old man, and I remember She's All That. I mean, the guy was on Highway to Heaven. He was in Charles in Charge. Who's the Boss? And Touched by an Angel. I mean, TV, music videos, film. I mean, this guy was like a staple in a millennial's life. He's been around forever. 28 years of acting credits. It's insane to be 40 years old and to have 28 years of acting credits. And to continually appear in stuff and have that sort of resume that he had. And to all of a sudden be gone. It's sad, and especially the way it died, the way he died, the way it all ended. You're gonna see, like, a lot of people react in different ways, and you're gonna see memes and all, you know, this trolling society appear, the way that they are coldless, you know, cold and heartless to the whole thing. But at the end of the day, you know, a guy that was around in Hollywood for a very long time is no longer here. And at the end of the day, it may be trivial, it may be cliche, but it's a sad thing.